Oh, got you again. It's just 15 minutes of this for the episode.
That is so annoying.
Welcome to Nerdy Thursday.
Oh my god. So
the world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be
and
my
not
friend.
Not necessarily where they're from.
Thanks for...
Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beer, games, and nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and I apologize for your burst eardrums. But with me, as always, is Mitch. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man.
Yeah, okay.
Just living an exciting life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How exciting are we talking here?
I could win $800 tonight.
Mm-hmm. Much like
you. As soon
as
we get done recording.
Much like you won that 60-inch 4K TV.
Hey, I'm working on it.
Oh, that's still a thing?
No, I lost.
After all that shit that you talk, oh man. Anything new with you, man? It's been a little while. How'd your butt exam go?
Oh, all clear. I thought I said that already.
I don't think you gave the all clear.
No, all clear.
Because I've been worrying for weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've been thinking about what's been going on up your butt.
Nice.
That's not actually a thing. I wasn't wondering that.
You're a liar.
Nice. Well,
what's new with you?
Okay. So, as many longtime listeners know, my dad passed a couple months ago, and that put, like, kind of a big financial strain on, like, my sister and I.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people may remember one of our favorite episodes of last year was the Louisville Arcade Expo. Well, at least that was one of my favorite episodes, because I got to relive all the crazy shit that happened.
Mm.
But due to everything that's happened in the last couple months, my going there had been thrown up in the air and probably definitely wasn't going to be happening, because there's no way financially I was going to be able to make that happen. But, and you know, I don't like accepting stuff from people.
No, it's hilarious.
Like, I fucking hate it. It creeps me out. I hate getting presents. I hate it. You know, I'd rather give than to receive stuff. But I would say I just want to give a quick public shout out and thank you to a couple of listeners, Kyle over at Experience Grind, Micah, and especially Ben over at Street Pizza, who has previously sent us beer in the past. But these guys, especially Ben, kind of came together and are forcing me to go and, you know, bought a plane ticket, which is absolutely insane and jaw-dropping, and I can't even believe it. So I'm just beyond floored. I'm very excited to be seeing those guys down in Louisville and having a good time with fucking... Dude, they're up to, like, 50 fucking people going now.
Yeah, it's going to be
like,
ridiculous.
Like, I'm stressed out thinking about it. Like, I'm not going to leave the room. I'm just going to get shit-faced in the room.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like, I'm connected to a courtyard.
And then find the courtyard?
Yeah, no, I hope I'm connected to a courtyard. And I'm just going to stay between the room and the courtyard. And hopefully everybody else, you know, and hopefully it's not on, like, the second floor. Because, like, I know I'll jump off the second floor to get to the courtyard.
I'll be right there.
Instead of me throwing my shoes up, I'm throwing me down.
Nice.
So, not much is new. I'm doing a lot of skiing, but I think that that was a big one. Just completely blown away by the generosity of... You know, I've met Micah and Kyle, but Ben just fucking, man, you guys rock. So, it's funny what a show, how a couple of shows can just bring a bunch of people together.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I really didn't anticipate this going down the whole sentimental route when I hit record.
Yeah, I can't believe you jumped there. That's because you're sick.
Yeah, I'm also sick as hell. I probably shouldn't be drinking, but I have tomorrow.
Drown it out.
Excuse me. Oh my god. So yeah, not much is new. I'm glad that we're back recording after missing last week, but I'm glad we had one of the cunts or one of the CNX Tuesdays ready to go
nice.
For Thursday, which made no sense. So hope y'all aren't too upset. But hey, let's start it off with what we usually do. What are you drinking today, man?
I love life.
Yeah?
Yeah, it says it right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, it does say that.
And love beer.
Oh, okay.
Harpoon, seasonal. Nice. Winter warmer.
Nice. We talked about that one before. We rated that one before. Don't remember what we rated it, but I would assume that this one had a much lower rating because the douchebags down the street that bought my favorite package store left these out to skunk.
Yeah, but then they put them back in the cooler so they're cold.
Yeah, they're cold and taste like shit. They were both drinking those. Yeah. You went to, didn't you go to Treehouse? I'm surprised you didn't bring in Treehouse.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't prepared. My truck broke down.
It's only the day before Thursday.
We had
to record today.
I don't have all my stuff. Thinking it's in the basement. I try to go to another basement. Never. So
scary.
Terrifying.
Oh my god. What is today? The 17th. It released on physical formats 8 days ago. And I've already watched it 3 times.
Where's your copy?
I rented it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You watched it 3 times in 24 hours?
No. When you do Google Play, it gives you 48 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Cool.
Yeah. I almost told you about it, but then I didn't.
You're a great guy.
I'm going to wait to actually buy it, though. Because, like, with the 4K TV, you need a 4K player. Mm-hmm. And I want to get the movie in 4K. So.
Sounds like a big ass ripoff as Blu-ray.
But it's in 4K with the ultra dynamic blacks.
Gotcha.
Voicemails. We got some of those.
TVs are stupid.
I don't know, man. I feel like my world has been changed since getting this new TV. Like I see things in a whole new light. 4K of them.
Cool.
In colors. 4,000 of those too.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I honestly have no fucking clue, dude.
Cool.
but while I've been just rambling, I have also been pulling up a voicemail, which we'll listen to right now.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday. Steve and Michael from Facebook. Number one undisputed fan.
I knew who it was.
I'm calling today to talk about PlayStation VR. I've had it for a few days now, and I've played the hell out of it. I can tell you, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It didn't exceed my expectations, but it had a lot of surprises for me. The setup was ridiculous. There's about 1,700 cords and wires and shit you got to connect together, so that's cool. Kind of a pain in the ass. But once you get all that done and actually get it calibrated and all set up, it's a lot of fun. I just have the regular controls. I don't have the motion controls yet, so I think it limits some of the experience. But one thing I really want to talk about is Until Dawn, Blood of something or something. I don't know. It's like an on-rail shooter based on the Until Dawn universe, which I attempted to play with Mitch one time, and it was awesome, except for that he had to get up in a couple hours and ended up falling asleep on the couch.
I was drunk.
And at any rate, this on-rail shooter is amazing. Like, I don't get motion sickness, but like when you're going down the roller coaster and stuff like that, I actually feel like you're dropping and stuff.
This game's amazing. I don't get motion sickness, but I played this and I puked everywhere.
That's what I was hoping for.
That's what I was hoping he was going to say.
The problem with playing with a regular controller is you have two guns that you're holding in your hand, and they're like basically stuck together.
Ew.
Because it's the width of the controller. So that kind of stinks. I think if I had motion controls, it'd be more fun, but it was actually a free game this past month, so I didn't have to pay for it, but it was awesome. Played a couple flight simulators and stuff too. That was cool. So overall, I'd probably give it like a solid B rating, only because the graphics are insanely downgraded on the headset. That kind of sucks. But anyways, just want to give you guys an update, and I can't wait for you guys to come back. Keep it nerdy.
So mid-20s.
Mid-20s? Yeah, solid B. Yeah. I was about to say, where does that rank in a bowl? But that sounds about right. Now, you mentioned, I think we talked about on our last mainline, that you really want to get the VR. And you mentioned that you, pretty much the only game you mentioned was Resident Evil 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other games that you've seen for it that you want to play?
Or? Skyrim, Sean.
Wow. That's so fantastic.
Is that what you would want to play?
No.
Huh. All right.
That game sucks.
Before you hit R, you made it sound like you'd want to play. Hook, line, and sinker. Got me.
Nice. Is there any games that you'd love to see go to VR? Or are there other games that you have heard?
Rocket League.
That'd be fucking awesome.
You'd vomit in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat, but it'd be so worth it. Can you imagine me just with a headset, just playing? I was like, I gotta.
That'd be rough. Like, could you flip every time?
Dude, it doesn't just keep the front. It like literally flips you.
Yeah, it's gonna have to.
Oh my god.
Because even if it keeps the front, if you're the driver,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
You played, we played Doom, right? On the PS4. Like, we played multiplayer and stuff. Uh-huh. Did you know that they have that in VR, too?
No.
Because that looks fucking
cool. I don't have a list of games that are in VR.
No.
Huh. If I knew we were going to talk about this, maybe I would have looked at them. Thanks a lot, Stephen Michael.
Way to just bring that up.
And Sean, because you know he glances at the phone calls before we do it. So.
That one wasn't open.
So that's why he opens that door of conversations.
That one was not open.
Before we record. He tries to give me a little hint, it just doesn't work.
I had no idea that was coming up. Mm-hmm. Like, as I was hitting download on that call, it looked like it was just going to talk about how he just got a PlayStation. I'm like, he's had one for like months. How is this a new message? So, yeah, I did not see that coming. We got one more call that we can fit in for this week, also coming in from Stephen Michael. So, let's give her a listen.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday, Stephen Michael from Facebook, number one, undisputed fan. I just finished the See You Next Tuesday. You guys are back. Holy shit, I tried leaving a voice message just before this, from like seconds before it. And I was so out of breath from being so fucking excited, I had to hang up and compose myself. And now, yeah. Fucking, you guys are back. God damn it. Christmas miracle.
Damn it.
Looking forward to the next.
The miracle one.
Yeah, my mind's racing right now. I'm more excited for this than Star Wars or anything else. Alright. Merry Christmas. Keep it nerdy.
Merry Christmas. A month later. Less than a month. It's only 3 weeks.
That's not bad.
Okay. So, I don't know why, like, Stephen Michael's call just spurred, like, 9 thoughts in my head. But, okay, so a couple days ago, we're a part of a couple of groups together, because I've known him since before, like, the show, mm-hmm. from, like, a different group, and he had posted something to the two dudes in an S, take a drink, Chris, about how this dude is doing this Kickstarter right now, where you can make an NES game, a regular Nintendo game, without any knowledge of coding,
mm-hmm.
and you can flash it to carts and sell them and stuff. Dude, I've got some amazing ideas for a Nerdy Thursday video game
mm-hmm.
that would come out on one of these. I just wanted to say that because he shared this thing. Anybody who's interested in old school video games or Nintendo, look it up. It's pretty cool. And if I donate $12,000, they'll just make the game for me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right, dude? Like, I feel like that's the way to do it, right?
Sweet.
So, guys, if you want a Nerdy Thursday video game, go ahead. Feel free. Head on over to patreon.com/nerdythursday. And let's make this fucking happen.
Give us $12,000. And we'll give it to them.
Also, talking about Patreon, I had a sweet t-shirt idea. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Brian listening?
I'm hoping so. You ready for this? This is why I'm saying it on air. Because I never remember to send anything. You know those South Park t-shirts that kind of have like the 8-bit characters, 4 of them,
uh-huh.
underneath, and it says South Park above the top, and it's the 4 main characters?
Mm-hmm.
What I think would be an awesome shirt, it was something in that style since we do the See You Next Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
but South Park versions of me, you, Gus, and Brian.
Because
mm-hmm. I think... We're like, I mean, we're the faces, we're the voices of this show, but uh-huh. as much as we hate to say it, Gus is also like a cornerstone of this show.
That's why we just make Gus look like Kenny. It's all covered up with...
Yes!
But with holes and dirt on him.
Instead of standing up like us, he's picking up a quarter, or a penny.
Yeah, he's picking up a penny and he's got... definitely a sock hanging out of his boot.
But or the toe. Sock has his toe hanging out of the sock. And then Brian, because, I mean, we couldn't do this show without Brian. We got the website, we got the shit. So I think that would be a really fucking cool idea. Just the four of us, South Parkerized, with Nerdy Thursday over the top. That shirt would rock. But yeah, not to put anyone on the spot, but I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Sweet.
Oh, man. So anyways, here we are, almost 20 minutes into the show.
Perfect. It's time to start talking about the topic.
Yes, The Goon, which is a...
That's what we're talking about?
What did you think we were talking about?
Well,
I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
No, I'm ready to talk about
that. We can go in depth about your colonoscopy.
I am, however, later on in this episode, going to break one of our rules.
Which is?
Oh, don't worry, you'll find out. You're not going to be able to guess.
We only have, like, two rules.
I know.
You're going to either say a racial slur or say cock or dick.
Well, you just broke one of them, so...
Twice. Alright, so, The Goon is a hockey movie about enforcers that came out, I don't know, within the last 10 years. I don't know when it came out. I didn't do zero research. I've watched the movie a bunch of times, which is pretty cool. I feel like that makes me an expert on such shit.
Cool.
I don't really know a lot about hockey, but I feel like it after watching this movie.
I was going to say, proof of that comes from us playing NHL 18.
Listen, just because you're playing every position on the ice doesn't make me bad. You're throwing off all the computer players.
No.
Yeah. That's how it works. They compensate for you not being in your position.
Says the guy playing defense, it's always next to their goalie.
Listen, that happened twice in one goal. In one
yeah,
game.
Yeah, exactly.
I play to the best of my abilities. You play like a fucking hornet.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you just admitted to that. So, The Goon tells the story about a,
loser.
I guess a loser. Stupid gay. Stupid gay. And before you say something smart, I'm putting it myself when I say stupid.
No. Not at all.
About a bouncer from the Boston area. This is set in Massachusetts. Framingham, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Who is working as a bouncer because he really can't do anything else but beat people up who are breaking rules. And the owner of this bar is kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, he beats the shit out of this guy. And he's like, I think he's done. He's like, nope, hit him some more.
Well, it's
like,
he shouldn't have been stealing beer.
Well, man, that's so fucked up. Like, I'll give you $40. Like, don't punch my face in.
Nah.
I mean, also don't steal beer. See? I guess that's the moral of the story here. So, he also loves hockey, and he's got a best friend who has this really shitty, like, cable access show. What is it? Hot Ice?
Yeah.
Called Hot Ice, where he just fucking... imagine any stereotypical Boston guy ever just drop in, like, hot cocks in your mouth! Yeah, look at him over here. Just got cocks in his mouth everywhere. Like, just... Who plays that guy?
I don't know. I don't know, I have no idea.
You continue for a second, because I want to look these guys up.
Absolutely. Absolutely hate that character.
Yeah, he's awful in like, every single movie.
He does nothing
to... Jay Baruchel.
Yeah, something I think. Like that.
Like, I think...
He does nothing to
who is that?
The story.
Sean William Scott?
Yeah.
I honestly, truly believe, and this is jumping way ahead, I think these are both of their best roles.
Nice.
Like, without a doubt. Like,
yeah.
Jay Baruchel, fucking... is so obnoxious in everything he does. Like, he's that... Like, think of an animal that you just hate. Like a weasel, you know? He's like a weasel.
Why do you hate a weasel?
I don't know. Like, because he just reminds me of weasels, and now it gives weasels a bad fucking name.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Sure.
Yeah. And then you got Sean William Scott, who put on, like, what, 80 pounds just to... Just to film this movie. Like, anyone who's listening...
Seems like it, yeah.
Who hasn't seen this movie, you can probably picture Sean William Scott being, you know, taller than me, a little bit more built than me, but relatively my stature, you
yeah,
know?
Especially because everybody knows what you look like during our audio thing.
Oh, okay. Oh. 5'11", 155. Blue eyes, walk like long walks on the beach.
Nice.
This beefy, like when you get close-ups of his hands, those things look like they're gonna fuck somebody up.
Are you sure those are his hands?
Are they not?
Oh.
Oh. Here I am thinking that you actually did like research on trivia and shit on this movie. Nope. That's why we're here, guys.
No, I just remember, you know, that in Zoolander, they had the hand model guy.
So I didn't know that was a thing.
There's another movie where there's a butt model.
About Zoolander, this is going to blow some people's minds. I've actually seen that movie. You look like you were about to punch me in the face.
A bomb just went off.
It's a pretty good movie. So this guy, his name is Doug Glatt. What's Jay's name? Doesn't matter. Him and Jay, I'm just going to call him Jay because it don't matter. They go to their local hockey game. Friend? Like, we're talking like bottom league, you know, just shitstorm of a hockey game. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there. This dude gets tossed into the penalty box. They give him a bunch of shit. So he comes out and tries get in his face, and Doug beats the shit out of him.
Yeah.
They have a little bit of crap out of him. He gets a call from the team to come and be their enforcer, to come try out. Motherfucker can't do anything. He's using his gay brother's figure skates.
Yeah, can't skate.
Can't skate, can't do anything, but he beats up half the fucking team.
Yeah.
Immediately gets on. So, the next probably, like, third of the movie is him getting, the coach getting him into shape. You know, teaching them how to skate, how to pass, how to actually
standing around play games, hockey. Fighting.
Yeah, exactly. And it gets to the point where the coach of that team gets a call from his brother. He was talking to his brother, and his brother wants him to come play for the Halifax Islanders, which that league was like, that's right below NHL, right?
Yeah.
So that's like the minor leagues right below that. And he wants him to come up to play on the Highlanders to protect kind of their star player, Xavier Leflem, who was in the majors, but after a really bad hit from Ross Ray, who's another enforcer in the league, he just ended up, started playing like crap, lost it, started doing the drugs, partying, whatever, and got demoted back down to the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's his job to protect him. Please take it away for a second. You know this movie way more than I.
You just said you saw it a bunch.
Yeah.
I watched it once in the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And before that, it's been probably a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so then he starts protecting that guy.
Yep.
And
I fucking hate you. You can't, like, do this without just calling me out, can you? Like,
no.
This is why we have great chemistry.
So then it moves along, and the team starts to build, become, you know, more cohesive around Doug. And then he gets promoted up to the assistant captain, or alternate captain. They call it assistant. That's wrong. But then...
Is that what the A stands for? It's alternate?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that was assistant.
Nope.
Damn.
So then he gets that, which is taken away from Xavier Leflem. And then they just keep... Then they start winning games and scoring goals. And they actually make it up into the playoffs. And then eventually, since it's more based around Doug... It's not about winning the championship. It's about him getting into fights with all the top fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And the person he got to beat is Ross Ray.
Yeah. He's a top enforcer in hockey, period. He got demoted because of the headshot that he fucking slashed someone in the back of the head.
Yeah. And right at the beginning of the movie, it says these are based on real events.
Yeah.
I don't know about that happening, but a guy definitely sucker punched somebody from behind. And knocked him out and put him into the ice? I don't remember.
Holy crap.
Who exactly that was.
And basically the movie culminates in them actually having a showdown.
Yeah.
In, I think it was the finals of the playoffs.
Yeah, might have been.
Playoff finals, because they ended up both getting into there. So, there's a lot that goes into this movie. That's the basic overlay of everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things that, to me, really make this movie so special. Like, there is no reason why that team should get along as well as it does. Every person on that team is a shitbag.
Like, why it works.
Like, there's some of them, like, some of them are well-meaning, but some of them are just...
We sign your ding-dong.
It's like, let me sign your dick. No, that sounds kind of gay. What, you don't want me to sign your dick? What, are you gay? You gay? What?
Like, those two are my favorite. They're hilarious.
The Russians?
Yeah. Dude. It's funny, because beach ball bigger than puck. You can't stop beach ball.
Yeah, I skull fuck your mom last night. They're
brutal. I love it.
There's no way you came from your mom. You adopted. There's no way. I fucked your mom last night. She tight. No way you come from her poo-poo. Dude, it's just like... It's so ridiculous. What's that other guy that talks about his rules? Yeah. There's another guy. He's like...
It's the goalie.
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy they're giving shit to.
Oh, yeah, because I'm thinking of the Doug that... not the Doug, but the guy that's getting divorced.
Yeah,
and he's just having fucking meltdowns every day. Like, and it's like you got the dude that's studying for med school. And it's like, dude, it's just the most ragtag group of people ever.
Love it.
But as the movie progresses and you see everyone start coming together, it feels like the most organic, like, coming together of a team, you know? Like, they never should have lasted past a month together.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they did, they had the meltdown with Xavier Leflem. And then Xavier's like, you know, you shouldn't protect me. It would be just like before you came, blah, blah, blah. So Doug just lets him get lit up.
Yeah.
For like two or three games.
It's not even. It's just one period.
Oh.
And then he's like, it's like one hit. And he's like, ooh, yeah, no, I'm not supposed to let that happen.
Oh, yeah, because he went down and then he fucking annihilated the guy.
That hit him, yeah.
Like blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, this is a visceral film. Like, some of the shit that you see in this movie, yeah, you can see that in hockey.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's crazy.
They
like,
ramped it up. I love it.
When he catches the puck to the face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, that part and the part with his ankle. Like,
oh, the ankle's the worst.
I don't know. I fast forward past both. I watched them both once or twice and actually watching the movie. Now I skip it. Like, nice. I can't see it. It's like, it's too real to me. Like, there's so many times where you watch a horror movie, see someone get their throat slit, arm cut off, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool, you can suspend your disbelief for that. But in here, like, that's real. Like, you remember a couple years ago when the dude caught the frickin' ice skate to the throat?
Yeah.
The goalie? Like, that shit, like, this happens. Like, fuck, man.
I know, but it's pretty cool.
Yo, we went to a hockey game, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much fun. It's unbelievable. Hockey is so much fun to watch, but man, it can get brutal. So brutal. So, like, you've got this ragtag bunch. They're all going out for drinks after games. He ends up running into this girl, Eve. I think her name's Eve. Her name's Eve, right?
Good enough, yeah.
I think it starts... It's Eve or something along those lines, who actually has a boyfriend, but she just fucks every hockey player, like, imaginable.
She's a puck slut.
That is definitely the phrase I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
She is a puck slut, just fucking any hockey player that's out at bars while her boyfriend's away.
Yeah.
But Doug is stupid. Doug's brother's gay. Doug's stupid.
Yeah.
Doug doesn't care. Doug just loves Eve. Yeah. Doug gives her Angus, which I don't know if you know, but he's official.
It was official.
He's the official mascot of the Highlanders. And that was a stuffed Angus, which was official. So another thing that goes on through this movie is this kind of like love story. Like, I throw up love story kind of like with heavy quotations because it was very one-sided and you start to see her come around. You see her caring for him, but mm-hmm. like she definitely is with this dude who makes a lot of money. He's got a nice place because you see her in her shithole.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see her at her boyfriend's place and you could see that she probably wouldn't leave him because he's like probably her way out of that shithole.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I get out of that. And she would never like leave that to be with some low rank hockey player.
Yeah.
You know, that might not ever make it anywhere, but it all kind of comes together. What?
Nothing. I had a good joke, but I'm not saying it.
Yeah, please, go on.
I'm just using the word shithole a lot.
I thought you were going to make reference to my place.
No. No. No, no. Oh, this one's definitely politically driven.
Was that the rule you're going to break?
No. No. No.
Dude, I'm remembering rules all over the place.
Just saying.
So by the end of the film, that actually ends up working out because he catches the puck to the face. She freaks out. Boyfriend puts it all together and realizes, you know, she's got something going on with this guy. Doug's such a nice guy that he lets the boyfriend beat him up because, you know, whatever.
Every now and then it's going to happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a whole big thing. Him and Xavier come together to be, like, the fucking perfect team on the ice. Like, honestly, I haven't seen The Goon 2, but in my heart, all I want The Goon 2 to be is just him and Xavier just rocking the whole movie.
Well, don't watch it then.
Like, I just want to see them for an hour and a half just being some badass team. Just hockey game after hockey game. Like, I'm cool with that. I don't need no drama. I don't need girl drama. I don't need ankle drama. I don't need face pussies. Nope. I need none of that.
A lot of that you don't have to worry about.
I don't?
No.
Nice. You have me real worried to watch this movie. I'm not going to lie.
Well, when you do, you'll know.
So I feel like that touches like a lot of the like the nuanced stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other stuff that you want to add to this?
I mean, it's based around Chris Niles. He is a huge enforcer. If you ever see The Last of the Enforcers, it's a documentary on on Netflix about that guy. Fucking awesome.
That movie, everybody that was talk amazing. About.
But they blend pretty well together if you want to watch a lot of hockey in a couple of days. One each of those a night on the weekend. Like, I would watch The Goon, and then I would watch The Last of the Enforcers.
I remember the first time I watched The Goon was immediately following The Last of the Enforcers. We watched them back to back.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, now I'll get into breaking my rule. Trying to do this in a way where it would work, but I couldn't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to think of it, so I'm going to have to start a new branch.
Okay.
I'm going to break the horror movie rule.
Okay.
But this ties into the Nerdy Thursday Extended Cinematic Universe.
Oh, shit!
In some form or fashion, once we get it connected, I'll figure out how to at some point.
Well, where are we going? But maybe we can workhouse it or workshop it because we're only 30 minutes in.
Guess what?
What?
You didn't say this part. Well, you said this part, but not... This is at the beginning when they show Ross the Boss Ray do the slash like over the face, over the back of the head and knock that guy out when he gets suspended for 20 games.
Yep.
During that 20-game suspension, he goes into hiding to avoid the media and all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Has an affair with a woman. That woman ends up dead. And then he gets arrested, but then released from prison right before the 20th game suspension's up to come back to fight Doug Glatt.
Uh-huh. Which movie?
What do you mean, which movie?
Didn't you say that this ties into a movie?
Oh, who he has an affair with? Sidney Prescott's mother.
Scream?
Mm-hmm.
Damn! It took me a minute to, like, remember. I'm like, I know that name. Dude, I haven't seen Scream since, like, 2000.
Yeah. Holy shit. It's not before that. I think it came out in, like, 96.
That was a whole young adult ago.
Yep.
Holy shit. If we're talking about Ross Ray here for a second, though, that actor is one of my favorite actors. Like, one of my favorite actors that you never remember the name of. Like, you always see him. Yeah. You always see him. Well, whatever. Well, he's one of those guys, all right, let me put it this way, where you see him and you're like, man, I forgot about him, but I fucking love that guy.
Okay.
I fucking love that guy. Like, like every time I watch...
You're so stupid.
Stupid. Gay.
Dear God.
Literally, every time I watch this movie and I see him pop up, I'm like, he's so fucking badass. Like, man, he just rocks it out of the park. And I don't remember where he's from. I think he's from, like, Sweden or something.
I thought it was just Canada.
Is he from Canada? I don't think he's from Canada. I think he's from, like, Sweden or something.
Whatever. No, you don't get to look. Just keep going.
I'm looking it up right now. But, like, he even rocks that whole, like, he's got that thick, like, Boston Irish accent going on. And he knocks it out of the fucking park. Oh, he's American.
Oops.
He's born in San Francisco. Never mind.
All right.
How old is he?
Probably should IMDb before we
he's
started.
He's only 50? Oh, man. But he's awesome. Guys, if you don't know who we're talking about, he played Sabretooth.
Yeah, he's in the X-Men.
Yeah, he played Sabretooth in X-Men. I don't remember what else he was in.
Scream.
Ray Donovan. Was he in Scream?
Like I just said.
I'm retarded. That one's for you, Trash Bear.
Stupid.
Gay. Oh, now it all makes sense. I didn't get the reference that you were making.
He's gotten weary.
Man.
Come on now.
God damn, dude. Yeah, like I said, it's been good, 18 years since I've seen that?
Yeah, me too, but I still know.
Man. Man, this is why, like, he's one of those guys where, like, you see him and you're like, I forgot about him. I'm looking through his movies right now and I'm like, yep, I don't remember any of these. Manchurian Candidate. I remember that one.
Didn't see it.
Some of All Fears.
Didn't see it.
Everything is Illuminated.
Didn't see it.
The Omen from 2006.
I didn't see it.
Oh, that movie's pretty good. Like, it's real shit, but it's pretty good. It's fun. So, yeah, he rocks. Yeah. So,
that's all I had.
Yeah, that's all I have. This movie rocks. I fucking love this movie.
Yeah.
You want to get into ratings?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Because I got a segment that I'm bringing back.
Uh-huh.
Got a rating for me?
Sure.
Cool.
Sean.
Mitch.
A scale of one to a bowl of face pussies. How many face pussies?
Fuck you!
Would you get this
fucking
movie?
Face pussies.
I don't know why you let me go you. First.
Fuck you, dude.
Idiot.
How many face pussies would I give this movie? I'd give this movie 25 face pussies.
It's a lot of face pussies.
No hesitation. 25 face pussies. Mitch, on a scale of 1 to a bowl of cigarette butts dying in an ashtray in a hazy Halifax diner.
There's absolutely no way I'm going to remember what you just said.
That just got put out by Ross Ray.
Okay, keep adding.
How many cigarette butts being put out in an ashtray in a hazy diner in Halifax that were just smoked by Ross Ray would you give this movie?
I'd give this movie 23 cigarettes being put out in an ashtray of a hazy diner just smoked by Ross the Boss Ray.
Where?
I said in a hazy diner.
In Halifax.
Oh, in Halifax.
Actually, that was in Port John. Or St. John's.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, St. John's. I'm an idiot.
Don't worry. He spent some time in Halifax.
Okay. Here we go. On a bowl of one. This is what I'm bringing back.
On a bowl of one. Okay.
On a bowl of one to a bowl.
You mean a scale?
What did I say?
A bowl of one bowl. On a bowl of one to a bowl.
On a bowl of one bowl.
Do you want a bowl or...
On a scale of one to a bowl of corn dogs. Oh, okay. On a scale of one to a bowl of corn dogs, because it's the best kind of hot dog, because...
Yep, it's all together.
They already have the bun, and it's on a stick, so you don't get your hands dirty. How many corn dogs would you give the duo... of Doug Glatt and Xavier LaFlemme.
Because
they are, by the end of the movie, they are a pretty iconic duo for this movie. So it kind of brings us back to when we're doing, you know, Plane Chains Automobiles, Dumb and Dumber, and whatever one other movie.
Those are buddy comedies, so this isn't really a buddy comedy.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, I laughed at parts of this.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Probably a 17 out of a bowl as a duo. They're shitty.
In total or by the end? Because by the end, they were pretty badass.
In total.
Hey, I was just joking. Oh, my God. So, you said that you're going with your dad to a hockey game.
Yeah, the last one of the year.
That's pretty sick. Yeah. Last one of the regular season or in general?
The regular season.
That's pretty dope. When's that game?
I don't know. April 6th, 7th?
Nice.
Right near my birthday.
Nice. April 13th, in case you guys are wondering. Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's pretty wonderful. Your dad had a great time.
Yeah, he's wild.
My uncle was shit-faced.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anything else you want to chat with our wonderful listeners about?
No.
Well, that's good. Guys, sorry about the shorter episode.
You already said I'm something about Patreon, so.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, sorry about the shorter episode, guys. I'm kind of sick, as you can probably tell. And I just wanted to make sure that we were able to get an episode out for you guys this week. As always, I want to give a quick shout-out to cowabungabreakfast.bandcamp.com, also known as GlitchCat7. Also, I think I've talked about AGDQ and SGDQ before, the speedrunning marathon. He sat on the couch. So, like, the couch, air quotes,
yeah,
is, like, kind of a prestigious place to be. Like, that's invite only by the runners. So, like, close people who know the game and do commentary. Mm-hmm. He sat on the couch for one of the games. I'm not sure which one yet because it was, like, 4:30 in the morning, so I haven't been able to watch it. Cool. But I'm getting there. And once I find out, next week, I'll let you know. I'll put it in the show notes.
Mm. Cool.
As always, Brian Betts. Website, logos, you fucking rock, dude. And talking about the website, nerdythursday.com. You can find all of our social media links there. And like us, follow us, give us a rating on anything that you can think of, iTunes, Facebook, whatever. But we just appreciate you.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
If you want to be Stephen, like Stephen Michael, and be super excited to have us hear your voice and answer any questions you have, the phone number is 413-418-0076. That's the part you always screw up, is that middle part. So,
only
that's why I tested you.
Only when I start saying the number. Because, like, once I start saying 413, I automatically try to say my own number.
Yeah.
But, like, you start saying, I'm like, oh, 418. I know this number.
Nice.
So, yeah, give us a call. We love playing your voicemails on the air. We play them up first so that you never have to worry about whether or not they're going to make it on the air or if people are going to listen or whatnot. So we get those up and at them.
That way the other audience doesn't cut you off.
Yeah, exactly. They get to, like,
They gotta deal with you first.
The 42-minute mark, and they're like, I'm done. Yep.
Nope.
They hear, as always, and they're like, howdy.
You gotta wait for the meat and potatoes.
Guys, thank you so much for supporting us. It really means a lot. And until next week,
keep it nerdy! Dude, I was gonna say, when you were saying shithole a bunch, it's like leaving Haiti for Somalia instead of the United States.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. Could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.